I have noon, Jerry, if you want to go ahead and start.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. This is Jerry Moore, Planning and Development Director for Story County. Today is June 16. This is a continuation of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting from June 10. This meeting is open to the public pursuant to Chapter 21 of the Iowa Code. Due to the recommendation to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people in order to help slow the spread of COVID-19 virus, public access to the meeting is being provided via a conference call to listen and participate into the meeting. What we'll have today is one item. It's a public hearing item involving the StoryCom project, which is three separate conditional use permits, CUP-03-20, CUP-04-20, and CUP-05-20. So what we'll have is the roll call approval agenda. We do have the election of officers in response to House File 2512 impacting our membership of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So we will be electing a chair and a vice chair to serve for the rest of 2020. And then in December of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission will elect a new chair and a vice chair to fill the for the 2021 year.
That's how I think.
We'll have public comment and then go into the public hearing. When we get into the public hearing, you'll first hear from the staff. We'll have a brief staff report. You'll hear from the applicants. The public hearing will be open, so individuals who have questions, comments with regard to these cases can speak if they wish. And then after that, the Planning and Zoning Commission will have a discussion. They can ask questions of staff and the applicants. And then ultimately, we're asking for a recommendation on all three cases. So with that, Stephanie, let's go ahead and have the roll call.
Moss.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Mins. Mins.
I was stuck. Okay, I'm here.
And Schneider.
Here.
Okay, for the benefit of, our minutes, can we also know who else is on the line, please? Your name?
As far as the applicants, we have, with StoryCom, we have Nick Lenny, Dina McKenna, Tom Hackett, and Steve Holmes.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the line today?
Linda Merkin, Board of Supervisors. I'm in the public meeting room.
Thank you, Linda.
Andrew Friend.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other individuals on the line today?
Jerry, we should have Rob Bauer. Rob Bauer should be on the phone as well. He's with StoryCom. Unfortunately, wasn't able to come into the room with us. So,
okay.
This is Rob Bowers. I apologize. I had a family cell phone and couldn't get it off of you.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Anyone else on the line?
Yeah, this is Sandra.
Okay. Hello, Sandra. Anyone else on the line? Okay, let's go to approval of the agenda. We need a motion and a second, and then the vote.
I move. This is McBride. You go ahead, I'll second.
I move that we approve the agenda.
McBride, second.
Stephanie, a vote?
Mins?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
In the next phase of the election of officers, the commission needs to elect first the chair. So you need a motion and a second and then the vote.
I move that Cheryl Moss be chairman pro tem for the planning and zoning.
I second that.
Stephanie, a vote?
Mins?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
Okay, now the commission needs to elect a vice chair, vice chair for those times that the chair is not available. And you need a motion and a second and then a vote.
I move that Kathy Manns be vice chair.
McBride second.
Vote, Stephanie?
Moss?
Yes.
Mins?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
Okay. And Cheryl, you can take over the meeting. And the next item is number six, public hearing. It's the three-story comm conditional use permit.
Okay. Do we need to approve the minutes?
We'll have the minutes at the next July meeting.
Okay. All right. Okay. Number six. Now we will do discussion and consideration of three conditional use permit applications. CUP 3-20, CUP 4-20, and CUP 5-20 to construct three separate communication towers for the StoryCom project. And first we'll begin with the staff report.
Yes, this is Amelia Schoenman, planner and project manager for this CUP request. StoryCom is proposing three communications towers to provide two-way radio communication for emergency services and public works agencies, including Story County, municipalities in Story County, and Iowa State University. StoryCom is actually a legal entity created through a 2080 agreement between the City of Ames and Story County and the Story County 911 Service Board and Iowa State University. The system is designed to replace the current radio technology, and the current technology is proprietary, so it doesn't allow all entities involved in StoryCom to have interoperable radios. Only Iowa State Police, Ames Police, and Story County Sheriff currently have interoperable radios. And so the project will allow all those other entities to also have interoperability, which is important for emergency response. The tower sites themselves, there's three separate sites. These were selected to provide coverage across Story County, including inside of buildings. They did look for towers within 1 mile of the site that would allow for co-location, but there were none within 1 mile. And the towers will be lattice type towers, so there will be no guy wires on them, and they will be galvanized steel. They will be lit at night with a red blinking beacon on the top and steady red side markers, and during the day they will flash white. The minimum setbacks required for towers is 150 feet. 150% of the tower height from road right-of-ways and residential parcels, and 50% of the tower height from other property lines. So that's something to keep in mind. They all meet these minimum required setbacks, and I'll go through what the setbacks are on each site now. So for CUP 03-20, this is a 255-foot tower to be located in the southwestern portion of parcel 05-01-100-100. And this parcel is located at the southeast corner of 550th Avenue and 160th Street, which is northeast of Gilbert. The communication tower will be 400 feet from the right-of-way of 550th Avenue and 474 feet from the south property line, and approximately 1,400 feet south of 160th. The site and most surrounding parcels are in agricultural use. There is a dwelling over 2,000 feet from the tower site to the north, and there's two dwellings to the west as well. One dwelling is 800 feet northwest of the tower site, and the second is approximately 600 feet southwest of the tower site. The applicant indicated they worked with the southwestern dwelling's owner on the tower location, and there is a wind right there for trees that provide screening. And the applicant attempted to contact the northwest property owners, but was unsuccessful. And the northwest property owner did provide a comment in opposition to the tower due to, you know, line of sight from their dwelling. The applicant and staff met with the property owner that submitted the comment, the northwest dwelling property owner, and discussed why this location was selected. This tower was originally planned for inside of Gilbert, but there is a water tower that creates site distance issues in between Ames and Gilbert, so it had to be moved. And during that meeting, it was suggested that maybe StoryCom could move the tower's location on the site. However, the StoryCom working group met after that discussion and found that it wasn't feasible because the tower site was selected to minimize the impact to the property owner's farming operation. These sites will be leased and will be continued to be farmed around the towers. CUP 04-20, the second tower request, is a 285-foot tower located in the southwestern portion of parcel 15-18-100-300. Northwest of Maxwell, and at the northeast corner of 620th Avenue and 305th Street. The communications tower will be 428 feet from both of these right-of-ways. The site and surrounding parcels are mainly in agricultural use. There are three adjacent dwellings. One is 1,200 feet southwest from the proposed site location. The other is 900 feet southeast, and one is about 700 feet west. We did not receive comments from these property owners. And finally, CUP 05-20. Is a 265-foot tower to be located in the southeastern portion of parcel 03-25-300-200. The parcel is located on 150th Street, east of 670th Avenue, and southeast of McCallsburg. This communication tower will be 398 feet from the right-of-way of 150th Street and 133 feet from the east property line, which is a common property line with a parcel in agricultural production with no dwelling. There are two adjacent dwellings for the site, in addition to the adjacent parcels in agricultural use. To the north is a single-family dwelling that's approximately 1,200 feet northwest of the proposed tower location. To the west is a parcel with a dwelling approximately 2,100 feet from the proposed tower site. The owner of the property to the north did submit a comment in opposition to the tower, again, due to, visibility from their dwelling to this tower. StoryCom working group members and staff met with the property owner on their property after receiving this comment. And we'll just note that, this tower is as far to the southeast as permitted by the setbacks. This location was selected because it provided the required system coverage, but also avoided interference with the microwave paths from wind turbines, which are about a half mile north of the proposed site. Staff has found that all standards for conditional use permits and supplemental standards for communication towers are met, including for aesthetics and screening and setbacks. And we recommend approval of each tower through separate motions and don't have any recommended conditions, so just approval as submitted. I'm happy to take any questions.
This is a time for commission members to ask staff any questions. Do we have any questions for staff?
This is Matt Zidon.
I don't have any questions. I would like to make a statement when it's time for that.
Pertaining to the staff report,
well, pertaining to the information that was provided in the staff report.
Okay. I would say, unless you want to say that until we've heard from the company, that you could go ahead and make the statement now.
Okay. I just want to say that I am pleased that the company did take time to talk to the and address the objections. That's all.
If there are no other comments or questions for staff, we could move on to the presentation by the company. And if you could state your name and business and address, I believe is the requirement.
Yes, this is Rob Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S. I'm with Iowa State University, 2519 Osborne Drive, I believe is the address. I represent StoryCom. One of the things that I wanted to maybe help clarify a little bit is StoryCom is not a company, it's a 28E group, which is a consortium, I guess for lack of a better term, a legal entity brought together under the Code of Iowa of four separate governmental entities. The 911 board, which is a county board, the sheriff's office, the Ames Police Department, and the Iowa State University, We came together to build this radio system for all of the emergency and public responders in Story County. What we were looking at is an aging system that needed to be replaced, a system that is in excess of 30 years old. It is a project that is going to cost upwards of about $10 million. And we knew when we sat down and looked at it, that many of the smaller communities would not be able to fund that type of a project. So it really came down to the three large entities, Iowa State University, the county, and the city of Ames, to step forward and fund the infrastructure, and then the smaller communities to fund their individual radios. So that's how we came to develop this 28E and have this partnership between governmental entities. So there's no profit in this. It is strictly a at-cost entity. We do have a board that is running this, but we will never be looking to make any money on this. We'll have a budget, and the budget will just be to fund the operation of the radio system, and the tower fees will be kept such that all we do is run the system for the next 30 years. I want to really thank Amelia and the rest of the staff for the work that they did. I think they did a great job presenting the project, and I won't take up any more of your time and just stop there unless you have questions for me.
Does the commission have any questions? And thank you for that clarification. are there any more speakers from StoryCom? Hearing none, then, are there any members of the public who would like to make any statements?
So, Cheryl, then this is the public hearing. This is Jerry.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is Andrew Fred. I'd like to make a comment if I can.
Okay. Could you
say your address, I believe? Yes. Yeah, 16117 550th Avenue, Story City, pertaining to CUP 03-20 Tower. I'm the homeowner, but I've registered the opposition. So I just want to say I'm thankful for this structured process that gives me the ability to comment. I am opposed to the tower. I'm not opposed to the system. I think it's great to improve our emergency response. I'm opposed to the location. My wife and I just invested quite a bit of money in adding onto our house, and we structured the house such that it would look at the Skunk River Valley, and the new tower location will be right in the view of the way we built our house. So. It's a little discouraging to design a house 6 months ago only to find out there's going to be a tower right in the way of your house. So it's a little upsetting. I mean, like, I am really thankful that StoryCom spent time coming out to my house. We talked. It was great to talk to Captain Lenny and Tom, I believe Tom from the fire department. I'm very thankful they came out in May as well. And I'm thankful we went back to the working group to look at some other possibilities for the tower location. My opinion is that the tower, without talking to landowner, of course, the tower could be located south of where it is now, so that it would be further away from our house and screened from the south edge of the neighbor's property south of us. It still be on the same landowner's property, different parcel, but the same landowner. And I'll just conclude by saying it might be short-term inconvenience for the landowner to have to change the farming practices for this year for a different tower site, but it'll be a long-term inconvenience for us to look at the tower because we're not planning on moving from this house anytime soon. So thanks again for the ability to comment.
Thank you for that comment. Do we have any questions of Andrew Friend from the commission? Are there any other members of the public who would like to do the comments or speak about this? Hearing none, it is time for the discussion with the commission members. Is there any discussion?
After hearing his comments, did you, Amelia, and the rest of us look into what his alternative was?
Yes, and maybe I'll hand this one over to the applicant, but I believe the suggestion to move the tower went to the working group, and they determined it wasn't feasible, and maybe the applicant could provide more information on that and what they discussed and the timeline of the project and how that will be impacted by potentially, you know, looking at if it could be moved or not. And then I think the property owner thought that would have more impact on their agricultural operations as well.
Does the applicant have anything to add?
This is Rob, and I'll speak first, and then Tom or Nurt have something that they would like to add to it. I certainly welcome their response since they were out on the site, and I was not. But it's my understanding that the kerosene is part of the problem, and yes, I understand that it's more than just a short-term impact this year. Because of the kerosene on the land, it's the tower is sited where it would have a minimal impact on the terraces that are there for the erosion control and the farming of the land. So that was part of the factor of the landlord's request of where we paid, where we placed the tower. Tom, Nick, do you guys have anything to add to that?
Not a whole lot. No, this is Tom Hackett with Ames Fire StoryCom. No, that is correct. There was some opposition from the landowner about moving it from its present location. We did look at a few other specific sites on that parcel, and it was both due to the farming operation as well as timelines with the additional regulatory pieces for communication towers. So the studies through the FAA and the State Historical Society, we knew that was going to have a long-term impact on the timeline as well, and increased cost as well. So all those factors combined really sent us to this is the best place for us on this property.
Do we have any other additional statements or questions? Any more discussion from the commission? Hearing none, I would take a motion at this point. We need to do them separately. If we could begin with 03 and move our way through it. Do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the CUP 03 as is. Is that what we want to do?
That was staff's recommendation, yes. For 04-20 and the other cases, yes.
All right. Then I make a motion for that.
I'll second it, Ben.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept CUP 03-20 as recommended by staff with no conditions, with no further discussion. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
McBride.
Yes.
Mins.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Schneider.
Yes.
Okay, that CUP 03-20 passed, and we'll move on to the Board of Supervisors. Am I correct in that, Jerry?
It's the Board of Adjustment, and it'll be addressed at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, thank you for that correction. Any further discussion on CUP 04-20? Hearing none, I would accept a motion if there is one.
I move that we do staff recommendation on 04-20. Mend.
Do I hear a second?
McBride, second.
Okay, if there is no further discussion, Could we have a roll call vote on 04-20?
Menz.
Yes.
McBride.
Yes.
Schneider.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes. Top 0420 has passed and we'll move on to the Board of Adjustments. The meeting is tomorrow, I understand. If there is no further discussion on Cup 0520, I would ask for a motion.
What was the number?
0520.
I move that we take staff recommendation for 0520. Men.
Second, McBride.
Okay, we've had a motion and a second. So if we could have, with no further discussion, if we could have a roll call vote.
Menz.
Yeah.
McBride.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Schneider.
Yes.
With that Cup 0520 to move on to Board of Adjustments passed, and it will now move on to the meeting, which is to happen tomorrow. And at this point, do we have any other, would it be any other business from the public, Jerry? Or?
Yeah, I think it's just comments. Comments from staff and then comments from the commission. I want to thank the board of supervisors for making the appointment for Wendy Schneider to be on the Planning and Zoning Commission. When she applied, she also had expressed interest in serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission, so it worked out really well.
Good.
Yeah. For the July Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, it'll be 4 o'clock. We'll have a joint discussion on the Ames River Fringe Plan. We also have a Bishop Farms Ames River Fringe amendment request. They're proposing to do a division that will impact off the main drive to divide the office and the scale house area to include or adjoin that with their operation area to the east. And to do that, it impacts the land use designation, so we'll go through that. We have reached out to the Iowa State Extension, and because of this passing of House File 2512 that's impacting Planning and Zoning Commission and Board of Adjustments throughout the state, they are offering, put on some training. And we've had interest in the past by other commissioners and Board of Adjustment members in attending. They do a really good job. They provide a really good basis and cover a lot of different topics. But we'll also, as staff, we'll provide some input too as far as the role of the commission. Also, there was some interest expressed in the times that we reach out to the county attorney's office, so we'll provide some information about the different situations where we're working with them for input, review, and recommendation on things that are also before the Planning and Zoning Commission. But with that, Wendy, do you want to provide just a little bit of background about yourself for the rest of the commissioners?
Sure. Hi. Sorry I can't meet you all in person. And as Jerry said, when I applied, I had said that I was interested in either Planning and Zoning or Board of Adjustments. My background is I teach at Iowa State, and I live outside of Nevada, just south of Nevada. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with the Board of Adjustments, but when I saw about the House file and the impact, I contacted Linda and said, look, if you need somebody urgently to make up quorum, I would be happy to switch. So that's the story of how I got here. And to say a little bit more detail, I've long been interested in the history of land use regulations, and I teach a little bit about it, so it's great to be able to participate in the process in person. And I know we have limited time, so I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. And
Great. And at some point, we're going to be going to the, we're going to be using Zoom. The Board of Supervisors took action to acquire a subscription to Zoom. So we're going to be transitioning from the conference calling situation that we have right now to be using Zoom. So we'll actually, those of you who have cameras will get to see each other and hopefully what we're presenting.
Oh, now I
have to have
my hair done.
That's something, yeah, right. So, but so that's something that we'll be getting involved in also.
Does the commission, will that be in July? Will that probably be in place by July, the Zoom?
I'm going to say possibly, because they're going to, they've been using it, they're training on it right now, and they're applying it to meetings. There's a public hearing coming up on the 23rd involving a CAFO. I think they're going to use it then, and then after that, they're going to be offering training for the rest of the staff. So it's very possible that we might be using it then.
Great. Is there any more comment from staff or the commission?
From us, I just want to thank Cheryl for doing a great job of chairing the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. it's different. I'll say that for sure. And I would like to say thanks for that opportunity, and also thanks to everyone for making it through this difficult time, and I feel like we didn't get to fully acknowledge the members that we had to lose through no fault of their own, and I wish we could have been together and at least had coffee and donuts or something to, and so we could thank them in person for their service, and anyway, thank you for that. Any other items? And
nothing from staff.
Okay. Hearing none, do I just adjourn, Jerry? Or do I need a
motion?
Okay. Yeah. Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn, McBride.
Second, Ben.
I think we could do I'll say aye to that on the count of three. One, two, three. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.